This morning on WCHL, Trader Joe's recalls pizzas, plums, and nectarines. Orange County's early voting will see few changes this November. Some were happy, others not so much.
It is a privilege.
Okay, so it has to be right.
And the Affordable Care Act could drive costs up for UNC hospitals.
Medicare is comparing all hospitals across the country, but it isn't making any adjustment or consideration for how sick the patients are to begin with.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carver Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, another check-in from the ACC kickoff comes from UNC senior bandit Norkeithus Otis, who says he's primed for the 2014 football campaign. And
autonomy is the new buzzword in major college athletics.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. We have some fog out there this morning until about 9 o'clock in some spots, not everywhere, but there is a dense fog advisory out. Partly sunny, otherwise scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast for the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s. Get ready for the heat. Chance of rain is 30% today. Grocery store chain Trader Joe's is recalling peaches, plums, and nectarines for possible listeria contamination. The fruit was sold individually and in 4-pound boxes between June 2nd and July 19th. According to the company's press release, no one has reported any illness from eating the fruit, but the products were pulled once the supplier indicated contamination may have occurred. Listeria can cause fever, muscle aches, and gastrointestinal problems. Young children, pregnant women, people with compromised immune systems, and the elderly are particularly at risk from infection. Customers should dispose of the fruit or contact the store for a refund. Trader Joe's has 3 locations in the Triangle, including one in Chapel Hill at Eastgate. If you'd like more details on the recalled products, visit our website, chapelborough.com. The Orange County Board of Elections voted on Tuesday to expand early voting hours for the upcoming fall election, but the 3-member board did not add as many hours as more than 60 supporters who showed up at the Board of Elections meeting in Hillsborough would have liked. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there and filed this report.
Tuesday's public hearing at the Orange County Board of Elections got heated at times between supporters of expanding early voting hours to Sunday and opponents, particularly Northern Orange County resident Bill Knight.
Voting is a constitutional right, but it is also a privilege that was paid for by millions of Americans that shed their blood for it. So it is a privilege.
Okay, so it has to be right. It's a right.
Board of Elections Chair Kathy Knight tried to restore order, and eventually she did. A few others in attendance spoke against extending early voting hours to Sunday, and 3 of them said they were with the Orange County Republican Party. One of them, Daniel Ashley, accused the nonprofit group Blueprint NC of organizing the movement to extend hours in an attempt to take down the GOP leadership put in place by North Carolina voters. Others argued that the low voter turnout for elections didn't justify spending taxpayer money for more voting days. That argument was supported by 2 one-stop poll workers. But the Sunday voting opponents were overwhelmingly outnumbered in the room. The enthusiasm shown by people who wanted Sunday voting was noted by Jamie Cox, the lone Democrat on the 3-member board.
I am concerned about not having Sunday hours because of the overwhelming support that has received from a very broad and diverse segment, many, many segments of our community.
Some elected office holders were there to speak up for the Sunday option, including Lee Starrow from the Chapel Hill Town Council, Randy Haven O'Donnell from the Carborough Board of Aldermen, and Jen Weaver of the Hillsborough Town Board. Orange County Commissioners Penny Rich and Renee Price were there but didn't speak. UNC student body president Andrew Powell was there to represent students.
Many students are incredibly busy during the weekday, working to pay for college, working on independent research projects and extracurricular activities, going to classes. On the weekends, particularly Sunday, they have less direct obligations.
But the opponents prevailed. The 2 Republicans on the board, Kathy Knight and Anna Kuhn, rejected a motion by Cox to add Sunday, October 26th, as an additional voting day. Knight later explained that adding Sunday would be unfair to Board of Elections staff and poll workers. Next, Cox made a motion to extend voting by 1 hour on Saturday, October 25th. He also moved that the Orange County Board of Elections location on South Cameron Street should be open from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. on weekdays during the early voting period. That motion carried unanimously. The three members also agreed to use the same five voting sites that were used during the primary: the Seymour Senior Center, North Carolina Hillel, Carborough Town Hall, Masters Garden Preschool, and the Orange County Board of Elections. You can find this story at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC hospitals may have to pay out millions in Medicare penalties. We'll have that story and more coming up in just a moment. WCHL News Time is 6:11.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInnEvents.com.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable, so early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994, or visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for four phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers for GLTE.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial positions, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL.
71 degrees, 614 at WCHL. UNC hospitals may have to pay millions in Medicare penalties for a high number of patient infections and complications, according to a provision of the new health care law.
In an effort to lower health costs, the Affordable Care Act has authorized Medicare to make assessments of hospital-acquired conditions and crack down on hospitals that aren't meeting their standard. Preliminary scores show 16 North Carolina hospitals are currently at risk of penalties, including two of the largest in the Triangle, UNC Hospitals and Wake Med in Raleigh. Medicare authorities score on a 10-point scale, with the worst of the infections and health complications of hospitals ranking higher. UNC Hospitals was scored at a 7.375, Wake Med received a score of 8.025. All scores above 7 fall below the 25th percentile.
Another, it's reasonable to think that there may be in the aggregate more infections, but that may not have anything to do with the quality of care that's provided in the hospital.
That's Brian Goldstein, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at UNC Hospitals, on why its 801-bed facility ranks higher than most in hospital-acquired conditions. Goldstein says the scores are self-reported and submitted to Medicare by UNC Hospitals, and rankings are calculated solely through assessments of Medicare billing and monitoring hospitals for infections. Hospitals were notified of their scores in April, allowing for administration to review their rankings before the final scores and penalties are released in the fall and administered in the 2015 fiscal year. The scoring system has no minimum passing grade, leaving hospitals that do not receive a performance requirement score of less than 7 with definite penalizations and a 1% cut in Medicare reimbursements. The program does not recognize any patient care documentation or factors outside of their final tally of infections, such as how sick the patients are upon admittance or the socioeconomic backgrounds of hospital patients.
25% of hospitals are going to get penalized in this program, and no matter how much they improve. So the actual scoring is based on how the hospital compares to itself, I believe, from a baseline period of like 2006 or 2007. That's how Medicare chose to score this. So let's say you're a hospital that wasn't doing so well in 2006 and 2007, and now you're doing better. You're going to get a better score. Let's say you were already doing well in 2006 and 2007. You didn't improve as much. You still improved, and your infection rates might be lower than the other hospital, but you're still going to get a worse score in this program.
Goldstein compares this system to a grading on a curve and announcing on the first day of school that 25% of students will automatically fail, no matter how well they do throughout the course, just because that is class policy. The penalties provided by the Affordable Care Act have been a controversial hot topic in the hospital industry, as many of the largest and more research-based hospitals treat the sickest patients, putting them at a higher risk of infections and other complications. Goldstein told WCHL the Association of American Medical Colleges recently wrote to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to alter their scoring system for a more holistic reflection of the quality of a hospital's care. With final scores soon to be released, Goldstein said he believes it's important for the Medicare system to be reformed, but also for hospitals across the nation to keep their focus on the health and safety of their patients.
We could, you know, go a lot deeper and wider and discussing, you know, all the efforts we make every day to aggressively, you know, find and then ideally fix problems that could lead to safety issues or quality. So that all needs to continue. All we're asking for is for these programs that tie back to dollars to be based on a fair assessment of the data that all hospitals provide.
You can find the story at our website, chapelboro.com. Princess Streeter, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Neuroscience pioneer Dr. Edward R. Pearl has passed away at age 88. Pearl was the Sarah Graham Keenan Professor Emeritus of Cell and Molecular Physiology at UNC School of Medicine. His groundbreaking work more than three decades ago identified a particular class of nerve cells that respond exclusively to pain. His discovery paved the way for research into pain-relieving drugs that block their function. Pearl was instrumental in the formation of the Society for Neuroscience and served as acting president in its first year of existence from 1969 to 1970. He also established the Pearl UNC Neuroscience Prize, which includes a $10,000 award in recognition of significant achievements in neuroscience. Four past recipients went on to win the Nobel Prize for Physiology and Medicine. Pearl is survived by his wife, children, and granddaughters, as well as many students and colleagues. In lieu of flowers, families suggest memorial contributions be made to the Pearl UNC Neuroscience Prize through the Medical Foundation of North Carolina. Again, neuroscience pioneer Dr. Edward R. Pearl has passed away at the age of 88. WCHL News Time, 6:19. Time for traffic and weather together, and not a lot of traffic so far this morning. That situation's certainly going to change in just a little while. When it does, Rand Northern we'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning. Anytime you spot any problems, certainly if you experience any delays that we're not reporting, you can call us in the newsroom. That's not just in the morning, that's all day. 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL and become a WCHL Road Warrior. Everything okay right now, though? WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It's 70 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little fog out there in some spots this morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s. Get ready for the heat. Chance of rain is 30%. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. So grab a cup on your way out this morning. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 6:20 at WCHL, and time now for championship sports. We're going to talk about Carolina football again. UNC senior bandit Norkeithus Otis was thrust into the national spotlight as he fielded questions from the media at the ACC kickoff. Otis says he senses a different aura around the family-oriented Tar Heel locker room heading into this 2014 football campaign. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
The 2014 Bednarik watch list, an all-conference candidate, says there's something different about the run into the fall this year.
You can just see the focus on everybody, even the younger guys that came in, that's puppies right now. the focus is just amazing. Everybody's ready to get after it.
That laser-like focus described by Otis has been well documented by quarterback Marquise Williams, wide receiver Ryan Switzer, and the head coach himself, Larry Fedora. Where does this work ethic come from? Otis says it starts from the top. Strength and conditioning coach Lou Hernandez has been practicing what he preaches.
He's a funny guy. He wants us to work hard. He pushes us to work hard. But the thing that gets us the most is he works hard as a strength coach too. You'll see him out on daily runs. He's running 3 miles, and you'll see him come back in. He's lifting. He's just foam rolling, stretching.
The Tar Heels, picked to finish fourth in the ACC Coastal by the media, will be hoping the rededication of effort and intensity will lead to a run at an ACC title. The urgency is certainly there. Coach Fedora says Carolina can't afford to let this prime opportunity slip by. One of the most charismatic players on the squad is Switzer. Otis says the sophomore spark plug cares deeply for the football program, and that includes the Tar Heel fans as well.
Ron's a great guy. He does all the little things right. He makes everybody happy. He wants everybody to be happy. And if he loves you and he's really committed to you as a person, he does whatever he can in order to make you happy. And our fans is somebody who he loves. They support him, and he wants to give them the same thing in return.
Through the hard work and sweat, Otis and his Tar Heel teammates are growing extremely close. Recently, Switzer wrote his fellow Tar Heels a personal letter. Otis says the family bonds are evident across the board, but says Switzer takes it to a whole nother level.
He was kind of explaining why he does what he do for us. He said he comes in, he works hard every day because it's for us, it's for him. But it's, you know, this is his new family. We're his brothers, he loves us. It meant a lot.
Otis is ranked second at UNC in sacks and tackles for a loss. The Gastonia native will be aiming to back up his strong performances a season ago in his Chapel Hill swan song in 2014. At the media days earlier this week, Coach Fedora didn't have any problems answering who was the defensive leader on his team and maybe the quickest response ever recorded. That's easy, Norkeithis Otis, Coach Fedora said. The Carolina skipper says when Otis speaks up, everybody listens. And that's helpful to a defense that lost the veteran leadership of defensive end Kareem Martin to the NFL. As for his playing position on the field, Otis says the bandit slot is right up his wheelhouse.
It's the best of both worlds. I get to be involved in run stop. I can be a pass rusher. I can be a guy that drops back into coverage. I can stand up as a wheel backer, and I can rush from a backer. So it's fun. It creates different opportunities for me to make plays.
There is one area of the game, though, even Otis hasn't always been so comfortable with: his eating habits.
Eating all the time. I didn't like to eat like 24/7, but I've learned you got to eat like 6 times a day, eat snacks during the day. So it's fun now. I like it.
But if Otis isn't so hungry off the field, he's certainly ravenous on it. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
That's a good report, and Norkeithis Otis certainly excited about the upcoming football season. The Marine, thought to be a fake after getting a seat upgrade from Carolina Panthers running back D'Angelo Williams, turns out to be real. WCHL shared the report 2 weeks ago with news of swirling conversations that the Marine was a fake. But in fact, James Wesley Bolden served 25 years of active duty in the Marines, according to his family, and they say they're very upset with the allegations. After Williams shared the image and the news of the seat change through Facebook, people noticed something didn't look quite right. WMC-TV in Memphis reported that a man approached Bolden and asked him if he was truly a Marine. When he didn't get the answer he wanted, he yelled at him for disrespecting true patriots. Bolden is 77 years old. His cousin, James H. Bolden, a police director in Memphis, says he suffers from dementia. He says that could be the reason for the medals being worn out of place. But again, the Marine was real, indeed. 625 at WCHL. Good morning.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. You can't get any farther east in the continental United States than the state of Maine. It's a great state for summer vacations, and most of the folks who vacation there are from the East Coast. However, these days, more and more of the vacationers are from China, as you'll hear after this.
Identity theft is still the fastest-growing crime in America, which is why I'm a LifeLock member. Let me tell you something I've learned. An identity thief generally needs 3 things to steal your identity: your name, social security number, and date of birth, and they are not hard to find. Security breaches, when businesses' computers are hacked and records are stolen, happen almost daily. Consider all the places that hold on to your personal and financial records, your bank, your family doctor, online stores. The list is endless, which is why it's so hard to protect yourself on your own. Identity theft is a global problem, and it can happen to you. I've protected myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. Call 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
From Bar Harbor, Maine, aboard Captain John Nicolai's lobster fishing tour boat, our CBS News colleague Chip Reed tells us...
Nicolai's clientele recently has been undergoing a sea change.
What percentage of the people who come on this boat are from China?
More and more. I used to hardly get any, and now I could say probably between 15 to 20%.
On average, that's 150 Chinese tourists a week. One big reason, last month, the first daily direct flights began from Beijing to Boston. Most Boston visitors take side trips, and Maine is just up the coast.
Over the next 5 years, the number of Chinese visitors to the United States is expected to more than double, from 1.8 million to 4.3 million. And the average Chinese tourist spends over $7,000 a trip, more than any other nationality. Chip tells us Bar Harbor locals are ready for them.
Restaurants have menus in Chinese, and local businesses have even formed a marketing group to try to attract more Asian tourists. Nikolai's guests appreciate that he's taking the trouble to learn their language.
How do you say male in Mandarin?
Gunga.
How do you say lobster in Mandarin?
Longsha means dragon shrimp.
How's he doing? How's his Mandarin?
That's good.
Very good.
It's very good.
All
right. It's very good. What are you talking about?
I love to take them out because they're so interested in what we do here. And I think they bring the message back home.
Back home to China, where word is spreading about the big welcome awaiting them almost 7,000 miles away.
Chip Reed, thank you. The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill is celebrating your freedom to save with the July fireworks sale. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Matt had to say about his performance experience.
I bought my first Subaru from Performance Subaru this week and couldn't have been more satisfied with the experience. I worked with Galen Frabani and his sales manager, Anna Latta, and they were very easy to work with and gave me a great deal on the car. Would certainly recommend Performance Subaru to a friend.
Now that's a wow. During our July fireworks summer sale, you can lease a 2014 Subaru Legacy Sedan 2.5i Premium for $198 per month.
Stock number D4189EADO2. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 due at signing and $0 security deposit. Includes applicable NC taxes, registration, and $549 dealer admin fee. Based on MSRP of $24,380 and selling price of $22,472. With approved credit, take delivery before 7/31/2014.
Visit us at PerformanceSubaru.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
With healthcare reform, the Affordable Care Act, and insurance mandates in the news, it's no wonder if you're confused. Come back to healthcare that starts with you, a place you can trust. UNC Family Medicine. We've been providing high-quality primary care to the community for over 45 years. Come see us. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life. Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com.
It is coming up on 6:30 this morning. It is 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, and our weather forecast brought to you by Grindle Jewelers. A dense fog in some spots out there this morning. In fact, we have a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. It's not everywhere, but in some places, particularly low-lying areas. Watch out for that. Otherwise, partly sunny today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms predicted for the afternoon. 30% chance of it anyway. High today in the low 90s. Really warm day. Tonight, partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms and our low in the low 70s. Still 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow, however, a bigger chance of rain, 60% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy all day. Isolated showers possible in the morning, and showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Go see Berkeley Grimble today at Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. A plane departs from eastern Ukraine carrying wooden coffins. Some of the Malaysia Flight 17's 298 victims are now being flown to Amsterdam. In Kiev, CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The first plane took off after a short and solemn service. A Ukrainian ceremonial guard carried four of the wooden coffins on board. Another military aircraft has also now landed to transport a second plane load. It's thought 40 bodies will be transferred today.
CBS's Steve Futterman is in Amsterdam.
As the first bodies are set to arrive, airbase south of Amsterdam, there will be two transport planes bringing the bodies. There will be a brief ceremony. There will be a moment of silence. The King and Queen of the Netherlands will be at the airbase.
What's happened to the flight data and voice recorders? Cammy McCormick.
The black boxes have arrived in Britain, where experts say they'll need 24 hours to extract the data.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
71 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Have you bought any fruit lately at Trader Joe's? Grocery store chain Trader Joe's is recalling peaches, plums, and nectarines for possible listeria contamination. The fruit was sold individually and in 4-pound boxes between June 2nd and July 19th. According to the company's press release, no one has reported any illness from eating the fruit, but the products were pulled once the supplier indicated contamination may have occurred. Listeria can cause fever, muscle aches, and gastrointestinal problems. Young children, pregnant women, people with compromised immune systems, and the elderly are particularly at risk for infection. Customers should dispose of the fruit or contact the store for a refund. Trader Joe's has three locations in the Triangle, including one right here in Chapel Hill at the shops at Eastgate. If you'd like more details on the recalled products, visit our website, chapelborough.com. The Orange County Board of Elections had a meeting yesterday and voted to expand early voting hours for the upcoming fall election. But the three-member board did not add as many hours as more than 60 supporters who showed up at the Board of Elections meeting in Hillsborough would have liked. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there and filed this report.
Tuesday's public hearing at the Orange County Board of Elections got heated at times between supporters of expanding early voting hours to Sunday and opponents, particularly Northern Orange County resident Bill Knight.
Voting is a constitutional right, but it is also a privilege that was paid for by millions of Americans that shed their blood for it. So it is a privilege.
Okay, so that's a right. It's a right.
It's a constitutional right that was earned.
Stop. Board of Elections Chair Kathy Knight tried to restore order, and eventually she did. A few others in attendance spoke against extending early voting hours to Sunday, and three of them said they were with the Orange County Republican Party. One of them, Daniel Ashley, accused the nonprofit group Blueprint NC of organizing the movement to extend hours in an attempt to take down the GOP leadership put in place by North Carolina voters. Others argued that the low voter turnout for elections didn't justify spending taxpayer money for more voting days. That argument was supported by two one-stop poll workers. But the Sunday voting opponents were overwhelmingly outnumbered in the room. The enthusiasm shown by people who wanted Sunday voting was noted by Jamie Cox, the lone Democrat on the three-member board.
I am concerned about not having Sunday hours because of the overwhelming support that has received from a very broad and diverse segment, many, many segments of our community.
Some elected office holders were there to speak up for the Sunday option, including Lee Starrow from the Chapel Hill Town Council, Randy Haven O'Donnell from the Carborough Board of Aldermen, and Jen Weaver of the Hillsborough Town Board. Orange County Commissioners Penny Rich and Renee Price were there but didn't speak. UNC Student Body President Andrew Powell was there to represent students.
Many students are incredibly busy during the weekday, working to pay for college, working on independent research projects and extracurricular activities, going to classes. On the weekends, particularly Sunday, they have less direct obligations.
But the opponents prevailed. The two Republicans on the board, Kathy Knight and Anna Kuhn, rejected a motion by Cox to add Sunday, October 26th, as an additional voting day. Knight later explained that adding Sunday would be unfair to Board of Elections staff and poll workers. Next, Cox made a motion to extend voting by 1 hour on Saturday, October 25th. He also moved that the Orange County Board of Elections location on South Cameron Street should be open from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. on weekdays during the early voting period. That motion carried unanimously. The three members also agreed to use the same five voting sites that were used during the primary: the Seymour Senior Center, North Carolina Hillel, Carrboro Town Hall, Masters Garden Preschool, and the Orange County Board of Elections. You can find this story at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Does your heart skip a beat during a downpour and make you wonder how long it will last? Last year's flooding may have heightened your senses to that. With the potential for rain and thunderstorms through Friday of this week, Chapel Hill Stormwater Management Engineer Sue Burke says the only time the stormwater system could be tested is if severe thunderstorms drop high amounts of rain in a short period of time.
Well, we've had what we call high-intensity, short-duration storms, which means the rain is coming down at a really high rate over a very short period of time. The water has trouble then actually getting down into the storm drain system. There's just so much of it.
The town saw 0.66 inches dropped on it on Monday. That's about two-thirds of an inch. It was spared the same storm Durham saw, which flooded some parts of the city after more than an inch of rain was reported at Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Some areas may have seen more due to the trend National Weather Service meteorologist Nick Petro says would present the biggest problems.
The main concern will be poor drainage flooding. Is any of these heavier showers, they're going to move very slowly. There's not a whole lot of wind in the atmosphere, so these things, when they move, they're going to move very slowly, and they'll have the potential to dump a lot of rain over any given area.
Thursday and Thursday night come with the greatest chances of rain and thunderstorms at this point, although the chance of precipitation tops out at 50% during the day on Thursday. The National Weather Service is predicting less than a tenth of an inch of additional rainfall each day unless a severe storm hits. Last year, more than 2.5 inches of rain fell in the 4 days leading up to June 30th, when 5.12 inches fell in less than 20 hours. Some Chapel Hillians remember that as the worst flood in some 30 years. Common Core curriculum standards for North Carolina schools will be rewritten under a bill signed into law by Governor Pat McCrory. McCrory signed that bill yesterday along with four others. He said the Common Core bill does not officially repeal the federal standards, but will review and improve them. North Carolina is now one of five states that have changed or removed the Common Core standards from schools, and they're creating new state-specific ones. The law directs the State Board of Education to rewrite the Common Core standards for the North Carolina's K-12 schools. A new 11-member Standards Advisory Commission will be formed to make curriculum recommendations to the board. Common Core, which schools began testing 2 years ago, would remain in place until the new standards are completed. Lawrence Sanders has today's commentary, and it's about Common Core standards, and that is coming up in a few minutes. Governor McCrory has met with Senate Republicans to try and look at ways to narrow their differences over budget adjustments that were supposed to be in place 3 weeks ago. And McCrory's office and a top budget negotiator confirmed the governor visited the Senate Republican caucus on Tuesday morning for about an hour and a half. Senator Harry Brown says McCrory and senators didn't have a breakthrough in the closed-door gathering. The Jacksonville Republican says the governor and lawmakers proposed potential compromises to end the delays preventing the budget's completion. The governor and Senate Republicans don't see eye to eye on the size of teacher pay raises, the future of teacher assistance, and Medicaid. McCrory prefers the House's ideas on these issues and previously threatened to veto any budget with the Senate's proposals inside. A law enforcement official and online marketplace StubHub say cyber thieves got into more than 1,000 customers' accounts and fraudulently bought tickets for events. The official tells the Associated Press that arrests are expected in a case that sprawls across international borders. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. is expected to hold a news conference today with English and Canadian officials. San Francisco-based StubHub says the thieves got account holders' login and password information from data breaches at other websites or from malware on the customers' computers. The company says it detected the unauthorized transactions last year and gave refunds. WCHL News Time, 6:39. As I mentioned before, Lawrence Sanders has today's commentary coming up next, and it's about education, specifically Common Core. And we have Inside Carolina Athletics on the way next on WCHL.
At Cruisers Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruisers serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers. Period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
It's the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point with the best savings of the summer.
The best.
Drive off in a new 2014 Honda Accord sedan, CVT LX, or with no money down.
No money down.
That's right. Zero due at signing, zero security deposit, zero first month payment.
Zero.
The time to buy is now during the Honda Summer Clearance Event at Crown Honda South Point.
Crown Honda.
Located on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
Subject to credit approval, excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See deal for details, expires 9/2/14.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
72 degrees this morning in Chapel Hill, 71 in Carborough, 642.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lawrence Sanders. Last week, all news outlets reported that Governor McCrory says he will sign the NC Common Core bill. And while that is no surprise, I find myself to be quite disappointed. I'm disappointed because this has little to do with education and a lot to do with the fact that Barack Obama is our president, plain and simple. Some of the arguments against Common Core make it out to be some type of mind-altering George Orwell's 1984 type of initiative, and that's just not true. One of the comments from the majority is that the state would be able to craft a curriculum best tailored to North Carolina. Really? First of all, Common Core is not a curriculum. Common Core is a set of standards. Standards that would have allowed us to have a truer picture of how our children, our teachers, our schools, our state, and our nation is doing, and would provide us with the data necessary to better understand how to prepare our children long before they take the SAT, the ACT, or, for example, a civil service exam. In addition to providing us with a common set of standards, Common Core was also designed to enable students to meet the following college and career readiness expectations: that they demonstrate independence, build strong knowledge content, respond to the varying demands of their audience, comprehend as well as critique, value evidence, use technology, and understand other perspectives and cultures. Those sound like some great traits to have, but I can see why it scares the majority. They probably feel that under Common Core, we could end up with a future generation of knowledgeable, independent thinkers who value evidence and understand other perspectives and cultures. I hope that I am wrong, but it doesn't seem to fit their agenda at all. This is Lawrence Sanders.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Carolina's men's tennis program excelled in 2014. Under the guidance of veteran head coach Sam Paul, the Tar Heels finished the season 27-6. Advanced to the ACC championship match and made a deep run in the NCAA tournament before bowing out to eventual national runner-up Oklahoma in the quarterfinal round. The Tar Heels finished the season ranked 7th in the ITA rankings. Today's Tar Heel trivia question: how many times has the Carolina men's tennis program been ranked in the top 10 nationally in the final ITA poll? The answer: is just 1 minute away. Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia, and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The Homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the Homestead today.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
The ITA began polling in the 1980s for collegiate tennis. Do you know how many times, including this year's number 7 final ranking, Carolina's men's tennis program has been ranked in the top 10 at the end of the season? 2014 marked the third time it has happened. Carolina finished ranked 8th nationally in 1992 and 7th in 2007 to go along with the final ranking of 7 in 2014. The Heels relied on some young players this past season, so the future appears bright for Carolina tennis.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
All right, 646 at WCHL. Coming up next, traffic and weather together, followed by celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero, Jim Warren of NC Warren.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is celebrating your freedom to save with the July fireworks event. Listen to what Jackie had to say about her Performance BMW experience.
I recently took my car in for routine service. Patricia took care of me. We discussed which services I wanted, and I sat in the lounge to wait on my car. My car is out of warranty, and I could go anywhere, but I choose to go to Performance.
During our July fireworks event, you can purchase a certified pre-owned Elite 2014 BMW X1 for $399 per month. Wow!
Stock number LB3940. Price plus tax, tag, and 549 admin fee. Based on MSRP of $37,395 and selling price of $29,519. With $5,000 due at signing over 72 months at 2.9% APR. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Picture for illustrative purposes only. Take delivery by 31 July 2014.
Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan of up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2014 Center of Excellence and volume leader. Wow. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Galloway Ridge Retirement Community will host the first ever Goat Parade. It's a public art event to benefit friends of the Robert and Pearl Seymour Senior Center and the Chatham County Council on Aging. Come see local artists painting the unadorned goat statues into a vibrant work of art. Now through September 15th inside University Mall. For more information, contact Pat Richardson at 642-6893. Thanks, WCHL, for caring.
Here it is, time again for traffic and weather together at WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. But before we get to that, kudos on the green this morning, Ran.
Well, thank you very much, Ron.
You look really good.
I am not envious.
It's you're not envious.
No, green with envy.
Oh, I'm the one who's envious. I'm green with envy for your green shirt.
Well, thank you very much.
It looks really good.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So what's happening on the roadway?
Well, I do have to say a quick and big thank you to Walt Mack, who stopped by the station yesterday and took pictures of the Wall of Fame, which is now complete, at least for the time being, until we receive some more awards here. But the RTDNA Awards, the Edward R. Murrow Awards, made it up there. Walt stopped by and took a picture and posted it, shared it on Facebook. So,
all right.
Big
I haven't
thanks
seen that
to
yet.
Walt. Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, you have to check it out.
Walt's a good photographer.
That he is.
Well,
he's a good man.
Glad he did that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, what's happening?
On the roadways this morning, please use extreme caution as there is some thick and heavy fog out there right now. It was really thick as I was heading in this morning, and there is a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. So please use caution as you travel. Right now, we're not really seeing any problems. 15501 southbound between Estes Drive and Raleigh Road. Might see a slight delay, really nothing major there. No accidents, no additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be be a WCHL Road Warrior, give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Hey, thanks a whole bunch.
Thank you.
And the traffic has been brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Berkeley Grimble is the man over there. They're always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 72 degrees. As Rand mentioned, the fog is thick out there in some spots, so please be careful this morning. Visibility not great. Partly sunny otherwise. Scattered showers and thunderstorms predicted for the afternoon. At least a 30% chance of that happening. Our high temperature today in the low 90s. Warmest day we've had all week. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low of 72. 30% chance of rain tonight as well. And then tomorrow, a bigger chance of rain, 60%. Our temperatures won't be quite as hot. With a high in the upper 80s tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we'll be in the upper 60s and then middle 80s on Friday. So it's going to cool off a little bit after today, but a big chance of rain starting tomorrow as well. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Yep, we got some good ones this morning. A whole bunch of them. Actress Gloria DeHaven is 89 years old today. Supreme Court Justice Anthony M. Kennedy, 78. Actor Ronnie Cox is 78. Country singer Tony Joe White, Gator Got Your Granny, Polk Salad Annie, 71 years old today, Tony Joe White. Let's see here. Rock singer David Essex, 67 years old today. Actor Larry Minetti is 67. He used to be on Magnum P.I., I think. Was one of Magnum's friends. Singer-songwriter John Hall, 66 years old today. Let's see here. Actress Belinda Montgomery, 64. Edie McClurg, 63 years old today. I would have thought she was older than that. Actor Woody Harrelson, 53. Actress, writer, Lydia Cornell is 61 years old today. Eric LaSalle, the actor, is 52. Slash, one of the best guitarists out there, 49 years old today. Stephanie Seymour, a model and actress, 46. Actress Charisma Carpenter, 44. Charismatic name, that's for sure. Alison Krauss is 43 years old today. Very talented musician. Former White House intern Monica Lewinsky turns 41. Now, that's hard to believe. Actress Stephanie March is 40. Actor Daniel Radcliffe is 25. It's Harry Potter, of course. And country singer Danielle Bradbury is 18 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Charlie Berry has a birthday. Happy birthday, Charlie. John McNeil. Oh, good buddy John McNeil, musician, all-around good guy. Is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, John. And our birthday winner today is Robin Mullis. Happy birthday, Robin. Last saw her at the 4th of July celebration in Kenan Stadium. And one of our leading Ashen adults in this community, Robin Mullis. Happy birthday. You're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they love to take care of their customers. They're going to love to take care of you. Happy birthday, Robin Mullis.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for more trivia. And we're bringing in Freddie Kiger today. We're bringing in the big guns.
I am doing three successive questions, Mr. Ron.
Three Stutz, successive questions?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and a category never before done on WCHL.
Oh, so this is a first.
Yes.
All right, man.
This is the first of three, all to honor someone on Friday, and I won't.
You're not going to tell me who it is yet. Yep. Okay. Excuse me.
Are we ready, guys?
Oh, here, hiccup there. Yeah, I'm ready.
The category is farming.
Farming?
Farming.
Okay. Not right. Big pharma like they talk about today with a P-H, but farming with an F.
Crop rotation farmers often alternate their grains with soybeans.
True.
To help fix what element in the soil?
Okay.
919-929-WCHL, all you folks out there who've got maybe some kind of little... I don't think you do it for like a small garden or what have you. But yeah. Maybe you do it out there where you're growing silage or what have you, out there in Orange County.
Yeah.
Give us a call. What element are you trying to fix when you alternate your grains with soybeans?
Okay. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the answer, it's worth a $10 gift card to Cruisers where you're
Good to go.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jim Warren of NC Warren is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
I'm Executive Director, very involved in the program work, as well as helping run the organization. A 26-year-old nonprofit based in Durham. We've been a watchdog of the electric power industry for a long time and have been involved in a lot of pollution issues, and especially over the past 10, 12 years, our top focus has been climate change. The more we learn, the more intent we are on changing the course of Duke Energy. This is a Charlotte-based corporation that now calls itself the largest corporate electric utility in the world. And so we feel that changing Duke Energy's course to a clean energy economy can really make a difference globally with this whole climate disruption that is advancing so rapidly.
Some people still say there's no such thing as global warming.
And I don't waste much time trying to argue with folks like that. Overwhelmingly, the U.S. public does understand that climate change is moving along quite rapidly. I think the public does not understand how quickly this is advancing. In the news here this summer, globally, May and June broke all-time heat records. Climate change and sea level rise are well underway, and most people do understand it. So what we have to do is we have to get more people taking modest steps to try to help the social movement to reverse the course of all this. And it's not going to happen at the international treaty level, at least not for a while. But what we can do in North Carolina is we can demand that our local corporate utility, Duke Energy, do what it should be doing to help cut the carbon in this state and the other states that Duke Energy operates in.
You described NC Warren as a watchdog organization, and you're the number one watchdog. How did you get into this kind of work? How did it all develop?
As I became more aware of what was going on in the world, I was just drawn more and more into learning. Then began to realize just how unjust much of our world is, including here in our state. Just became drawn to get more and more involved.
Well, thank you so much for working so hard for this nonprofit organization, and thanks for looking out for the rest of us and staying aware of all these things when a lot of us either don't have the time or don't take the time to understand them on our own.
Well, thank you for the chance to talk with you about it.
Jim Warren, congratulations. You are today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Thank you, Ron.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
And 657, just trying to keep up with all the phone calls coming in this morning.
Well, I'm going to guess. You were saying, I was going to say nitrogen?
You are correct!
Really? Wow.
You're on a roll.
Well, I tell you what, that old background really paid off. My granddaddy was a farmer.
Yeah, so were both mine.
And so, I grew up here in North Carolina just like you did. Yeah. And so somehow that stuck in my mind.
In fact, I always get tickled when I think about this, but my grandfather was a white sharecropper.
Really?
Yeah, on my father's side. He didn't even own his property or his farm until late in life. How about that?
Yeah. Well, I think my grandfather was the same way.
I could sing with Clarence Carter now.
Yeah.
Patches or something.
I mean, my grandfather, I don't think owned his land, but he used to farm tobacco on some land owned by somebody else.
Man. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And, yeah. And so, I mean, I used to work for him every summer.
Yep.
When I was a little kid.
Yep.
Started out handing tobacco.
Handing tobacco before you
did some priming.
When you went up and primed.
Yeah, and then my main job, which I did for a few years, was hanging it in the barn.
Yep.
Which is about 250 degrees inside there. But he had to have somebody who was fairly nimble who could climb around and
hand those sticks up there so you could lay them on the tiers.
And that was me, man.
I understand.
So,
yeah, I never got to do that. I always hand
really?
It up. Yeah, they wouldn't let me do that. But nitrogen, you're right. It's done through the use of green manure in sequence with cereals and other crops. And the process of crop rotation mitigates the buildup of pathogens and pests that often occur when one species is continuously cropped and can improve the soil structure and fertility by changing up with deep-rooted, then shallow-rooted plants.
And it goes into that tone of voice, you know, when there's a lesson there.
It's a teaching moment. Yeah, congratulations to Scott Jarrett, who called in with the answer right away. Good job, Scott. And Scott's going to get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Freddie will be back with another question for you bright and early tomorrow morning. Once again, the answer, when you rotate your crops,
What element in the soil are you fixing? Well, the answer is nitrogen.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com.
It's foggy out there this morning. Be careful. Right now it is 72 degrees, 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman at Eindhoven Airport in the Netherlands, where 3 hours from now, the first bodies from the ill-fated Malaysian Airlines flight are due to arrive here on Dutch soil. It has taken 6 days to get to this point, to have the bodies released and to bring them back to the Netherlands, where the journey began. This will be an emotional moment. Two-thirds of those on board the flight were Dutch. The bodies will be brought here on board two military transport planes. There will be a brief ceremony at the airport when the bodies arrive, including a moment of silence, not just here, but throughout the nation. Today has been declared a day of mourning throughout the nation. I'm Steve Futterman, CBS News at Eindhoven Airport.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Kiev, where there is growing concern about how to retrieve the remaining victims from the crash site. Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott wants a multinational force to move in and secure the area.
My fear is that unless we prepare for further possible measures, some of them will never come home.
The black boxes, meanwhile, arrived in Britain. It will take about 24 hours for the data to be extracted from each of those recorders.
Secretary of State Kerry is in Israel for ceasefire talks as the death toll from the fighting in Gaza approaches 700. A tank battle today has more than 200 Palestinian civilians pinned down in the town of Khan Yunis. Hamas militants say they won't accept a ceasefire unless Israel lifts a crippling economic blockade of Gaza.
Hamas said it'll keep firing until Gaza's closed border with Egypt is